Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. West Delaware volleyball team opened up their postseason last night, Class 4A Region 7 semifinal inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School. The Hawks took down Clinton by the score of 3-1, 25-22 in the first two sets. Clinton came back and won set 3, 25-21, before the Hawks took game 4, 25-18. Total match score 96-87. Total time 1 hour and 22 minutes. The Hawks improved to 29-14 as they advance on to their 20th regional final in the past 21 years, dating back to 2002. They'll get to stay at home and host inside Seedorf on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock as they'll welcome in Clear Creek Amana, the 8th-ranked team in Class 4A. The Hawks are number 6, CCA, shut out Independence last night at home in Tiffin by the score of 3-0, winning 25-17, 13-22. For the Hawks offensively, led by senior Olivia Schulte with 18 kills, 11 for Allie Dimmer, 15 for Brooke Krogman. Gracie Lynch had 5, 4 for Veda Langle. 3 serving aces on the night, 2 for Schulte and 1 for Susie Funke. The Western Dubuque Bobcats get back to a regional final as they took down their opponent, Webster City, at Western Dubuque High School in Epworth last night by the score of 3-0, as the Bobcats winning 25-13, 18-12. To the world of cross country, where state qualifying meets took place for the second day in a row yesterday, Class 1A and 2A around the state. Coverage area teams ran at 4 different sites yesterday, starting in Cascade at the Fillmore Fairways. In Class 1A, the top 2 teams and top 10 individuals moving on to the state tournament next Saturday. Number 1 convincingly was South Winneshiek with 36 points. Second was Cascade with 67, the exact same for Central Cater with 67, but because of tiebreakers, Cascade getting to move on. Top 10 individually, freshman Hallie Kelchin, 4th place for Cascade with a 21 flat. Maquoketa Valley freshman Taryn Burbridge was 6th place with a 21-41. Cascade freshman Lily Supel was 8th place with a 21-47. On the boys' side, Cascade won the race with 61 points. Second was Clayton Ridge with 90. Maquoketa Valley just missing the cut as they scored 115. Cascade senior Adam Knapper, 4th place with a 17-42. Maquoketa Valley sophomore Matthew Shaw was 6th place with a 17-45. Cascade senior Max Nadeau was 9th place with a 17-57. Elsewhere in 1A in Eldora, hosted by South Hardin on the girls' side, Northland winning it with 40 points. North Tama was 2nd with 57. Megan Wheatley was the top individual. The junior for Northland ran a 20-26. Coincidentally, our standout performer of the week from KMCH Sports, presented by F&M Bank. You can catch the full video interview with Megan and myself from earlier in the week on our website at kmch.com. 4th place was Bryn Collum of Northland with a 22-24. 5th place, Grace Lidget of Northland with a 22-37. In 7th place, Peyton McMahon of the Lynx with a 23-03. On the boys' side, Northland also going as a team with 68 points. They were 2nd to East Marshall, who won it with 41. East Buchanan came in 5th with 131. Individually advancing on, Noah Valenzuela of East Buchanan was 4th with an 18-23. Northland's Caleb Bildstein 7th with an 18-38. And also for the Lynx, Landon Thompson was 9th with a 19-13. And Ty Fluhop was 10th with a 19-14. In Class 2A, where the top 15 individuals and top 3 teams move on to the state tournament, on the girls' side in Monticello, the Panthers winning it with 56 points. 2nd was Tipton with 59. Beckman 3rd with 59 because of a tiebreaker. Individually, 4th place Julia Mertz of Beckman with a 19-38. Emma Althoff of Monticello, 6th place with a 19-57. Leah Kohler of Monticello with a 20-07 was in 8th place. Marissa Cahoe, 9th place for the Panthers with a 20-08. Madeline Ryder, 10th place for Beckman with a 20-11. And 12th place was Abby Knapper of Beckman with a 20-26. On the boys' side, Tipton won the race with 50 points. Waukon 2nd, Mediapolis 3rd, Monticello missing the cut by 5 points. Beckman came in 8th. Individually, Chesney Capron of Monticello was fourth with a 16.50. The other Class 2A site in Olwine. On the girls' side, number one was Denver, Williamsburg second, New Hampton third. Anamosa was 11th. Starmont West Central came in 13th. Advancing on for Anamosa individually was 8th place, going to Ava Rimley, the freshman, with a 20.36. And on the boys' side, Olwine winning it with 63 points. Denver was second. Garner Hayfield Ventura was third. Anamosa coming in fourth. Starmont West Central was ninth. The individual winner was Charlie Seek of Starmont West Central, first place with a 16.44. Anamosa Shea Keister, fourth place with a 17.10. And his teammate Seth Countryman, ninth place with a 17.22. Week number 9 of the high school football season coming up tonight. Three of our coverage teams still in regular season play in Class 3A and 4A, as West Delaware will travel to Charles City to wrap up their regular season against the Comets, as that'll start at 6:45. Pregame coverage, as always, right here from KMCH Sports Tonight on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app with Jamie, Ryan, and Bill. West Delaware and Independence are in the playoffs for sure. Western Dubuque needs a win over Mason City tonight at home on Buckman Field in Epworth to get in the playoffs starting next week. For Class 4A, the Bobcats entertain the Riverhawks of Mason City tonight. Independence is home to Center Point Urbana. Our coverage area game of the week, Class A first-round playoff action from Winthrop, as the Buccaneers of East Buchanan will entertain the Lisbon Lions. Josh Christensen and Roger Reed will have all that coverage for you around 6:50, a 7 o'clock kickoff time tonight for East Buck and Lisbon, live on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Elsewhere in Class A, North Linn will welcome in Wapello. Maquoketa Valley travels down to Columbus Junction to take on Columbus Community. Monticello entertains Central Lee in Class 2A play. In 1A, Cascade takes a trip to Dyke, New Hartford. And in the 8-player class, Edco travels up to Jackson Junction to battle Turkey Valley. Major League Baseball playoffs. Houston goes up 2-0 in the ALCS as they get past the Yankees last night, 3-2. In the NBA, two finals, Milwaukee over Philadelphia, and the LA Clippers get past the LA Lakers. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.